Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Voice of Yahweh Radio Ministries. Happy New Year. This 2019 is going to prove to be one of God's greatest years in the life of those who serve God. Pastor Evangelist Barbara Lynch thought it would be fitting for you to hear the prophetic words that went forth in November and December of 2018. So as we celebrate the new year, listen to these words and let them sink deep within your spirit. Because this is what God is about to be doing in this next season. Enjoy.
To encourage and to bring you forth into this new time frame of my time zone. As you follow the instructions that I have given you this night, you will understand fully what I am going to do with you in the few short days ahead. I have much work that needs to be accomplished by my church, but my church has not been fully about my business. My church has been too busy thinking about their needs, their wants, their desires, their failures. When I want you to place all that behind you, and I just want you to simply step in to my realm in the heavens and receive divine instructions from your Father. I will not leave you fatherless. I will not leave you wandering around in the wilderness, but I will restore unto you all the years that the canker and palmer worm have stolen. I will restore your memories. I will restore your finances. I will restore your health. I will restore your families, your marriages. I am in the process of restoring all things. And as for you in the body of Christ, I say unto you that I am, that I am, that I am. And I have overshadowed you this night, even as you sit here listening to my words. I have overshadowed you in a brand new way. And I am stripping you of all the old. And I am bringing the new to you. And you will know as you sit in my presence what the new is. And you will be so excited that you won't be able to contain your joy. But I tell you that your works will be great and mighty in the few short days ahead. And all will know and see that you are my child and that you are following me. And that I have covered you with my pinions and that I am with you until the end of time. And my children, I say unto you, do not be dismayed at what I am doing within your lives. Do not be dismayed at what I am stripping from your lives. But just take my hand and follow me and be encouraged in me and know that I know that I know that I know what I am doing. And I am doing what is best for your life. Take my hand right now, my children. And my daughters, I say unto you this night, you are my lovely ones. You are my precious ones. You should not allow men to defile you. You should not allow the enemy to come into your mind and tell you lies. You must understand that you are my daughter and that I am with you and that I am covering you and the enemy is finished in your life. Take your stance in me. Say no to the enemy and just follow the path that I am placing before your feet this night. Notice I did not say the path was under your feet. I said I'm placing it before your feet because you have to say yes to my voice and you have to take that first step and step onto that path and then I will take you the rest of the way. And I say unto you this night, do not kill the prophets that come to you and tell you that you have to change, but I'm also telling you to be walking in the Spirit, check out the fruit, and know who is of me and who is not of me. And I say unto you, there are many, many words hidden down, deep down within your bosom that I want to bring forth, but I cannot bring them forth when the body is defiled in any way. I need holiness and I need purity to work through. So my daughters, even though you've been put down in the past, Even though men have degraded you, I say unto you that I have not. And I say unto you, walk out of that old mindset that you have and walk into the new, knowing that you are my child, you are my daughter, and that I am well pleased with you, and I have my arms around about you, and I am leading, guiding, and directing each and every footstep from this night forward. And my sons, I would say unto you this night, hold your heads high. Do not allow the enemy to make you bow your head down any longer, but hold your head high and walk with me. Walk in my glory. Walk in my anointing that I am placing upon you this night. Do not allow pride to rear its ugly head any longer, because you do not need pride. You need humility when you walk with me. And I, the Lord thy God, I am going to show you myself. I'm going to show myself strong to you. And the situations that you are in that are bogging you down, I, the Lord thy God, as you surrender yourself totally and completely to me, I, the Lord thy God, I'm going to bring you forth out of the miry clay. I'm going to set your feet on the high places, and I'm going to restore all that the palmer and cankerworm has stolen. And each one of you sitting in here this night, you're in a financial bind, and you're in that financial bind because you have not always said yes to me, but you did not step into the new time zone. So I'm saying unto you this night, men, repent. Repent of anything that you know that you did not do, that I asked you to do. And then just rejoice in me and walk forward and watch and see what I will do to you in this new time zone of my glory. And right now, God said he's putting a banner of love over each one of you. And you're going to be drenched in his love. And you're going to feel that love all the time. You're going to know that you're not alone, that he is always with you. He's also saying he's going to give each one of you a new timetable. As you said before him, he's going to put like a timeline. He's going to tell you exactly what he's going to do, exactly when. And then you're supposed to work with him on his timetable. I'm hearing God say, who among you is empty? Ask, and I'm going to fill you to overflowing tonight with my revelation knowledge and my love, my expandable love. The will and the emotions are all mine. If you will give them to me this day, I, the Lord thy God, I will change them into my mind, my will, and my emotions. If you will stay in that secret place with me, I will rearrange all things that hinder. I am a God of plenty, and I am not a God of lack. The enemy comes to torment and to twist, to keep you in poverty of soul and spirit. I have come this day to set the captives free. I have come to set you apart from the world and all the worldly things. The evil one will not be able to touch you as you stay in my safe place of security. I tell you a truth. Miracle after miracle after miracle will proceed forth from your hands. This is the day and this is the hour that I have proclaimed liberty to the captives. You are my chosen generation. You are my chosen few. Receive all that I am trying to give to you this day. Freedom upon freedom upon freedom, every day freedom. The enemy will no longer be able to bind you up with his filth, his lies, his perversions. For I am the God Almighty, and I have come after you this day. There is a newness of life that I want to give into you. There is a new way of thinking, a new way of speaking. There's total newness I give to you. Do not turn your back on me. Keep your hand to the plow and look forward. For I, the Lord thy God, I have planted you as seeds. Seeds in a dark, dark world that will produce fruit, good fruit that others can eat off of. I have called you forth to do a great and a mighty works for the Most High. You are marked for my kingdom. You will accomplish all that I have spoken over your lives. Darkness, much gross darkness, is covering the land quickly in the days ahead. But your light will be so bright that it will dispel the darkness wherever you walk. Your footsteps will be anointed. They will break up the fallow ground, and they will set the captives free. Deliverance will be in your hands. Deliverance will come as you praise me. This is the hour that I am setting the captives free, both in my church and outside my church. For I shall have a holy nation, one that will praise me and exalt me at all times, and bring liberty to those who do not know me yet. Take a stand for righteousness this morning. Do not move out of that place of righteousness. Do not, in any way, shape, or form, take your hand out of my hand, but walk with me securely, knowing that I know all things, and I have your life all mapped out, and I will not leave you nor forsake you. I have spoken, and so shall it be. I teach you things that others do not know of. I want to use you to do great mighty works and deeds for me on this earth. And the only way you can do it is if you come higher with me. The only way you can do it is if you just take my hand and just move with me and don't stop. Just don't stop. It doesn't matter what people are saying about you. Just don't stop. Just keep moving on. It doesn't matter what you've done in the past, sons and daughters. It doesn't matter. Today is a new day, it's a new dawning, and just move on from today and just do my bidding. Do what I'm asking you to do. Quit fumbling around in the dark and just commit totally and completely into the light. And let me lead God and direct you in the path that I would have your feet to follow. There's so much confusion in the world, and I don't want my body walking in this confusion. I want my body to be walking into truth, into the supernatural. I want my body to stand by me and knowing that I'm standing by them and that we can do great and mighty works together. Not separately, but together. And he's saying, first of all, you have to have prosperity of your soul, and then I will give you prosperity of your natural life. And I'm hearing God say, will you get on the bandwagon with me? Will you just come along for the ride and we'll just toot our horns together and we'll accomplish all the great and mighty feats that needs to be accomplished at this given time. He said, I'm giving you an invitation to get on the bandwagon tonight. And this time we'll go all the way to glory. This time the bandwagon won't stop. We'll go all the way to glory. And you and I together, we're going to accomplish great and mighty feats. Come on. I'm hearing God say it's restoration time. It's time for him to restore you back into your rightful place in his kingdom. It's time for him to restore back to you everything that the palmer and the cankerworm has stolen. And he's stolen much from each and every one of you. I've had to stand by and watch the things he did you only because you wouldn't believe totally and completely. You have hardly believed what I said. But you still held on to your own thoughts and your own ideas. And you wouldn't let go totally and completely and just receive my thoughts and my ideas. I'm standing here richly tonight before you, my children, and I am saying, come unto me, all you who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, and I will give you peace. I will give you the tools you need to go out there and do the mighty works I'm calling you forth to do. Hold nothing back from me. Hold absolutely nothing back from me. Walk with me each and every day. Each and every morning when you rise out of your bed, commune with me. Even if it's just to say, hello, God, how are you? That is a delight to my ears. At least I know that you recognize that I'm there. Do something each and every day to let me know that you think about me as I think about you. You are constantly on my mind. You're never off of my mind. You're always there. And I want you to do the same with me, really. I want me to be constantly on your mind. I don't want you to think about your wife, your husband, your neighbors, your friends. I want you to think about me and what you and I are going to accomplish together. I want you to constantly get direction and instruction on how you're going to accomplish what I've called you forth to do. Because you can't do this thing I've called you to do on your own. You cannot separate yourself from me and do the thing I've called you to do. You will fall flat on your face. I need you constantly connected to the vine. Stay connected to the vine. Stay in perfect peace. All hell is breaking loose upon the earth. But my children who abide under the shadow of the Almighty, they shall know perfect peace in the midst of every severe storm that is coming this way. Some have taken their chance with the enemy, and they will be blown off course. But you, my children, I'm asking to stay steadfast in me. Take my hand more securely this morning than you even did last night. Stay in the very center of my will and understand that I am, that I am, that I am, period. Do not trust in the things of this world, for they are swiftly fleeing. Trust in your Father. Trust in your Father who loves you desperately and completely. Trust in me, knowing that I, the Lord thy God, I will continue to hold you securely in my arms, no matter what comes your way. And I will never leave you nor forsake you. Many, many souls are counting on you to stay steadfast. Many, many souls that are hurting, no hope, no love, are counting on you. And as you stay steadfast in me, I'm going to send you to those lost souls. I will even bring the lost souls to you, and you will minister salvation to them. This is the hour of revival of the streets, and the streets will know of my Son. You will even see the glory go into the streets. You will see many, many miracles on the streets. My children, I say unto you, do not grow weary in well-doing this day. Trust me with every fiber of your being, and never withdraw from my presence. I am with you always. I am with you always. I am the good shepherd, and I watch over my flock. Just trust me. Believe in me. And know that I am. I am your provider. I am the very lover of your soul. I am your source. Just believe. I am your shelter in the midst of every storm. I am your sure foundation. I am the rock that you can stand on. I am your all in all. I will in no way allow the enemy to take you out. You have paid an awesome price to be where you're at even this night. Many times you and the enemy both thought that you were going down for the count, but not so. I was always there, and I always pulled you back up. Because I have been training you for this day and for this hour to do a great and a mighty works for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The enemy is still trying to steal, kill, and destroy. He is finished stealing, killing, and destroying. No more. No more resounds to the quarters of hell. No more will you bind up my people. No more will you steal, kill, and destroy my people. No more. It is finished. And my children, you shall walk free. You shall walk unencumbered into the new that I am bringing to you even this night. Your hearts have been made whole. Your hearts will beat as my son's heart beat. You are going to walk to a different drumbeat after this night. For as you surrender all to me, I am giving you new direction, a new path under your feet, one that is anointed from on high. And every place you walk will become holy ground. This is the hour that I have been speaking about. This is the resurrection power that I've been speaking about. And children, you have wept many tears through the last 10, 15 years. And many times you wanted to give up, but you said, no, one more day, one more hour, one more second, I can do this thing. And you made yourself get up and walk on. And now is the hour of total and complete victory. Now is the day and the hour that I have spoken to you, that I will use you mightily in my kingdom. Take no thought of tomorrow. Take no thought of what people will say, think, or do to you. You just keep your hand in my hand, and you just walk on with me. Oh, I am that I am, and I am mighty and I am strong. And you are mighty and you are strong in me. Keep rejoicing. Don't ever stop rejoicing. The hour of great opportunity is upon my church in this hour. The opportunity to set the captives free. The opportunity to preach my word in spirit and in truth. For I have come down, and I have touched the lips of my chosen ones. And the truth will be spoken with power and with an anointing. And you, my people, are those that I will speak through. And God is saying, some of you are seeing through a glass dimly tonight. But from this night forward, you will no longer do that. You will see bright and you will see clear. And you will know exactly what's coming down around about you. And what the enemy meant for your harm, God's turning it around for his good pleasure and your good. I'd say that anytime the enemy tries to hit you on your knees and make you fall down, you just say to yourself, one more step. Just one more step is all it's going to take. Just one more step to walk in total and complete victory. One more step. And then do not allow the enemy to keep you down. Take that one more step. I'm just hearing God say, I'm rolling away the stones that the enemy has placed in your paths. And as I roll away these stones, you will walk on that path more freely. And you will be able to accomplish the works I've called you forth to accomplish.
We serve a great and awesome God. We just thank him so much for giving us his prophetic word through his servant, Pastor Evangelist Barbara Lynch. We pray that you be blessed in this season. And thank you for listening to the Voice of Yahweh Radio Ministries.